We got to come up out of that, Israel. Well, you talking to me? Well, if you fit that disposition, I'm talking to you. Then what you do, you begin to change your ways. That's all you got to do. Come on. The way you walk yesterday, you don't have to walk like that today. The way you responded yesterday, you don't have to respond today like that. You just change your way. That's all you have to do. You hear the truth. If it convicts you, convinced that's you, then just obey. You can change your way. Sure, you can. You can change your attitude, change your action. We cannot allow ourselves to continue to be a part of the system, Yisrael. Come on, I don't want to act like I did 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago. I'm not the David I was when I was 25. I'm not the David I was when I was 50 or 51. But it's a different man. My actions are not constituted by my actions or years in the past. It shouldn't be, Yisrael. It ought not to be. So that's what they do. They steal their ganab. They rob. And we rob one another. Come on, Yisrael. We will rob from each other with this. I'm going to break this down so we understand the spirit of Babel. We know that they are brother or sister, and we will work in a way that is very slothful. And we're not concerned about that one or this one. We have no delight in participation. You know that's wicked. You find a way out and you know that you should be there. Come on, Yisrael. That's not, yeah. That's wicked as hell. That's a wickedness there. There's a slothful wickedness there. And the slothful is an abomination unto Yah. That's what it is. So we find ways to pretend we're just as wicked. We are of the Babel system. And Yah said, come out of her. We got to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. We got to work at this thing. What? By the order of the Torah. We got to do right, Yisrael. Brother Josh, one of them, I think Brother Charles, they laid off, 28 people on his job? Man had been there 15 years. And Brother Charles, I was reminded of what you say often, Pastor Robert, that, in our labor, how we work, that it makes an impression. And so the man tells them, he told them, he says, nothing to do with how long you've been here. Now this man got laid off. Been there how long? 15 years. He got laid off. He said, you all, your production, you have been laborers of proficiency and you have labored. And I can see, I know what I'm going to get out of you. But this man has not given me anything. Come on, Yisrael. We represent the kingdom law. We don't represent Babel law. We represent the law of the kingdom. And the law of Babel is different than the law of the kingdom. We give all. We give of ourselves. We give all. We give all unto Yah. That's what we represent, the kingdom manner. We don't represent Babel's matter, because that matter is one of God, all is one of stealing and robbing and destroying and taking that which is not rightfully yours and doing it through thuggery and thievery. That's not of Yah. And that's what this nation teaches us. It teaches us that. And we are part of it. We got to come out of that mindset. And the way you come out of it, you must be judged. You must sense the judgment of Yah, his correction upon you. Come on. You cold as hell. You need to understand you're cold. Sister, change expression. Brother, bear it up. Come on. What's wrong with that? If you love someone, you would tell them. Sister, you just too cold. Come on. Come on, Brian. Not like no boy. Grow up. Stand up. That's what you got to do. That's love. That's open rebuke. I don't care if it's in front of brothers. Come on. If he's a true brother, he'll receive that. He would. You know when your ways are slack and they're not right? We have learned from Babel. That's why Yah must destroy her imprint out of Israel. She has put something in us that has made us a mess, Israel. He must destroy her pattern. That's why we're in the shape that we're in. Her pattern must be destroyed. And we can't falsify things and be phony with each other with this false lie and speaking to each other. And though that we're not right, tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. Show me the way. Make the way of Yah plain unto me. I want when they come, people come here, they see people that delight. You don't have to stay here, not any of you all. No, that's just the truth. We're not looking to bring no one here. Not now. Not now. Period. We're not looking to do that. Not at all. Not right now. Because we got to get right. And so when brothers and sisters come, they will delight in the great fellowship. It's amazing, I say this, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to say it for us, that when one comes, we can show them such a grander time. And that you never take time with one another. You know, something is wrong. Our preachers like this to the stranger, whomever come, makes no difference. Those folks that are listening to me, they'll say, I get letters and say, Pastor Roberts, that was for me. I needed that. And among us here in the small little crowds, every kind of vile thing that can be imaginable takes place among us is wrong. It's not of Yah. Period. It's not of Yah. And we need to bear up and get it right, Israel. I'm telling us, if Yah removes me today, it's going to take a man stronger than me. You all hear me? It's going to take one stronger. Well, how did you learn strength, preacher, by obedience and submissiveness unto those that I knew were leaders with great honor, and I loved and I honored them. Never caused one iota a problem with any man that I've been. Never fought. Never showed my short tongue of resistance. But show great honor, and in that I was able to learn and comprehend. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. So it's going to take a man stronger. And I declare myself as one that is weak. It's going to take someone that is of great character and strength. Because I know the people of Israel. When Stephen spoke to them, they stoned him. And they gnawed on him with teeth. You understand? And that's what we will do. And that's what we will do. So you better pray that Yah raises up among the brethren a man of character and strength. And he cannot be melancholy either. Yah love to cry, brothers. And I will cry. And I will cry here. But he can't be a man of that nature. There's a time to cry. And there's a time to dry your tears. No crying. I ain't crying. Not one bit. I ain't crying for nothing. That's the truth. Time to live and it's a time to die. It's time to fellowship. It's a time to put him out. It's a time to do that. Because once you allow this cascading of corrupt things that just began to move in, you will have no control of nothing. And we must be able to control the ruach of the spirit of Babel from the midst of his people. They have done things by thievery and stealing. I'm going to get into the depth of that. I want you to hear the definition. Definition. It says to seize, to gain, or win by trickery. They trick us with credit cards and everything, don't we? House loans. They trick us. It's trickery. You don't even read the contractual obligation. The credit cards, you don't even know they're charging you 23%. You don't even know that. Some 33%. We're just that ignorant. They do it through trickery. You lay the credit card for what? Give me cash. I'd rather pay for it. Hallelujah. It says to rob, to plunder, freebooter, to confuse with the spirit of thievery, one who takes property by stealth. It's a stealth action. They do it in such a smooth way, what we call these predatory lenders. Well, the lenders, the predatory ones that were creating a loan, they were not making money. But it was those that were of the thievery nature and those that in position and power that they know. There was a brother there, I'll never forget. His name was Brother Landis. The matter of fact, his mother wrote me the other day and said she will be there in Baltimore when I come to visit Minister Johnson. And I'll never forget, he said, Pastor Roberts, this man lost everything because he said, I could not consciously. And he's a very bright man. If you listen to the way he talks, you can tell he's a very bright young man. He said, I could not be a part of this predatory lineage. I saw what they were doing to the people. He said, I could not work. So he lost everything. He could not find any work in his expertise. Because he said, I cannot consciously be a part of that because I knew that it was wrong. And from the beginning, it was a stealth matter that they telling you can get and have, and you could not. It was wrong. That was the purpose behind it, because they knew that you are and we are the possession of Babel. We have been birthed out of her chamber, out of her birth bag. And everything that we get comes from the waters. I don't care what it is. The clothes you got only came from the waters. This material, Sister Roberts may have made it, but it came from the waters. This was not come from here in America. You understand? And so we have become a property of her. And so if that's your property, you do what you want to with it. And you persuade the property by mental power or projections and the way you create certain images in their minds. And they're persuaded that way. And that's what Babel does. She persuades us with the gods, just like on other day. You saw the people of this nation. They were out in the mornings to get what they call the bargains. For one of the most venerable pagan days of the year, Christmas. You cannot eat the foods that sacrifice to the dogs. And Christmas, Christmas is a spirit of a dog. Saint Nick is a dog. He is not a Kedushim. And so there was a man there in Glenwood, New York. They actually trumped the man to death, killed that man, trying to get to these penny ante jive toys and trash that come from China. That's killing your babies with lead and every kind of poisonous thing in it. And these stupid mammies and pappies like a pack of dog fools. And the most disgusting thing was this. One said that they almost killed me. I had to beat them off. I had to fight and get them off. He said, and don't you know those people saw that man dead? And they just looked at him and they were looking for the televisions and it's Elmo. They was there to worship Elmo. Elmo. And they were looking for things like that. He said it was so disgusting. He said only a few people came out to watch and to see. He said he was dead before the emergency agencies got there. They trumped the man to death. He said they were so violent. Listen, that they tore the door off the hinges in Walmart. You tell me that's Yah? It's of hell. And for us to be out there on the Black Friday, well, that's what they call it. You are a fool. These next 3 days, don't spend a nickel. Don't give them nothing. Today, tomorrow, nothing. Don't add to their sheet. And that's what they did. Right there in California, in Glendale, California. Two in the store. And they were there in the morning and they say they don't know why they kill each other, but they shot each other, both of them kill each other, because they were there early in the morning, come on, trying to get the bargain at Best Buy, and then they blow each other away, boom, boom. Oh, preach, I would never do that. We hate each other. We are murderers. The spirit is the same. You hate your brother, sister. You hate them. You despise them. There is no congenial ruach or entertainment. Come on, you're wicked. You're worse than them. I'd rather at least they do it openly, let you know, honey, I'm going through that door. So you better get back. I'm rolling. You understand? I'd rather deal with someone like that than to be stealth. That's what it says of the Ganav. They are stealth. They steal or they take it from you in a stealth way. You don't even hear the stealth bomber when he goes, she's up, and the next thing you know, she's on you. They do it in a way that's very cunning and very crafty. Very unnoticeable. They steal and they rob. And that's the way we do things, Israel. We got to come out of this Ganav. We do things in a very cunning way, in a pretense. And we lie to cover our own lies. That's what the world does. Well, you know, Mr. Roberts, you got this loan at 18%. And we'll charge you this. Charge me what? Someone, when we were in Atlanta, they took the credit card number right there in Atlanta. And they literally ordered, how much? I think $2,300 worth. Was it that much, Brother Jason? How much? 1,000. Okay, they ordered that much on the cards. And I didn't even know they had did that. I knew that there was nothing on the card. I was going to use the card to pay for Deacon Horn, Sister Laquila's hotel room when they went to Atlanta. So when I called that, I had brother call, we got all these charges on there. What in the world? Books? Music store? They were wearing the card out. Thievery. Stealing. Taking. I'm telling you this to say this. So when I contact the fraud department, they say to me, I tell you what, we're going to send this out to you. Now, if you don't answer this, then we're going to charge you the money. Well, I'm not going to pay them one nickel. I'm going to pay them one dime because I was the one that perpetrated that thievery. I'm not going to do that. I know what credit cards will do. They will have you in debt. It is a mind control. It is a spiritual power, brothers and sisters. That's why some of you cut them damn things up. They got you in debt. You don't know how to use them. Come on, it's not of y'all. Well, preacher, you say you got some. I show one brother. I said, I will use any brother as an example. I don't care who he is. It's on all those cards. I say, this is $100,000 worth of cards. I got less debt on these than you got on just that one. On all those cards, wasn't one dime. Why? Because I don't use them like that. I will use them for here. I do that. We need to get things for us. I do that. And I do use them for that. That card, I had used it for $2,300 to get that lift. But I had the money because what Brother James and brothers had made, they had given me the monies, and I had the monies. And so when the card came, when it came time to pay the bill, I sent it right off then. Just take that money, put it in the bank, pay for it. That's how you do it, brothers and sisters. Yah doesn't want us to be bound by the spiritual whore. That's what she does. She uses us as property, so she puts us in bondage and says, you got to work for me. We're not working for Yah. Come on, Israel. We need to be so free, whether we have a nickel or dime, we're contented, we're satisfied because we have more. I know I have more than enough. I eat royal. I eat like a king. No, I'm not eating steaks and all that. I eat royal. I had a steak since the last time. As a matter of fact, you probably had one before since the last time I had one. I don't eat like that. I eat simple, but it's very wholesome. It's wonderful. I don't eat no different than you eat. Mama ain't cooking me no steaks or no nothing like that. The meals are the same. And I bring in as much offerings via the internet as any brother here. And that's the truth. Bless you, Brother Allen. Brother Jason. They keep things going so folks can hear. There are folks out there listening. How many folks we got on there, brother? There are folks that are listening. And they appreciate Pastor Robert's talking so simple and so right. 23 people. Come on, 24. We got that. Don't have too many more than that in here. You figure in each house is two or three people. Sure it is. And yet they will bless the works of Yah. And that's what Babel has done. It has taken from us. It has robbed. It has plundered. It is an embezzler. They embezzle. They steal. And they take from the people of Yah. And they abuse the confidence of those that they are taken from. Now that's what they do. Now I wanted to read that because I want to show us something in Scripture. I'm not going to finish it today, but I'm going to lay the foundation today, all right? I'm going to finish up on this on next Shabbat. It is still Babel, for all nations have drank from her wine of her wrath, and all the merchants of the earth, they have become rich. They have become rich. They're very rich, brothers and sisters. They're stealing from us. They're taking. Let me show you something. There are things that I want to show you this. What this government is doing. Listen to this. Now, this is the money that they're taking from us that pay taxes. We pay about 53 to 58% of our monies. It goes in taxes. You have to pay taxes on food, clothes, gas. You pay taxes on death. You understand? You got to pay taxes. So our average gross income, what we bring home, or our gross pay, we pay about between 53 and 58% in taxes. They take over half. That's not even a dog that does that. They take over half of your money. That's what they do. You pay that much. And so these conglomerates of these emperors of the world, I want to show you. Now this money, what they're saying to us, that they have taken $700 billion, but actually it's going to be about $7 trillion. $7 trillion. And so that means that that little baby in her arms, they're going to have to work to help pay that debt. And they're saying that you're invested in that. No, it's for the rich, powerful men, that they lose not one nickel. They don't lose a dime. I was telling the brothers last night, we were out there talking, Brother Jane, Brother Dale. I said, you know, it's amazing, because what they will do, they will say this. If one thing about a credit card, you've paid it off. If you pay it on $1,000 debt within the first year, you said nickel, diming. You've paid the monies, and they make money off of you. And so what they do after a year, they will bundle all that together, and they'll sell it to another business. And they may sell it. They may sell $100 million worth of finance for $50 million, so they get the $50 million. And so that business say, if I get $75 million, I made a fair percentage of my money. Well, they collect so much, they put it off to collection agencies. And what they do, they will ride you to death. I told the brothers, I had one to call me one. They say, boy, I come out there and I whip you up. I say, mister, I paid the folks. I say, look, if you could look at the record, every time I order something in this place, I pay cash. I said, you come on out here then. He said, boy, I come out there and whoop you up. I whooped him. He said, I whoop you up, boy. I said, I tell you what, you won't get one nickel from me. And I meant that, because I did not owe them a dime. It was somewhere in the accounting process. I believe what scripture says, if you owe a man, you pay him. I don't believe in robbing and stealing like the world. I don't believe in the spirit of Babel. If you owe them $500, you pay them the $500. That's what you do. And if I owe them that, it was like $60, I would have paid them. I said, no, sir. He said, I'll come and whip you up. Well, what they do, they will take that, they will sell that to, say, Effless Finance Corporation for $100 million. He makes $60-65 million. He sells it to Rainier's Finance Corporation. He'll say, look here, I'll sell you this for $60 million. Well, she look at that, that's $80 million worth of debt. She makes her $8-10 million. She sells it again. That's how they do it. Life of a credit card, if you owe $2,000, if you nickel down that out and the life of that, you will pay about $35,000, $4,000. That's what you will pay on that. So they don't want you to pay out. They want you to nickel, or they want you to send minimum. As a matter of fact, Congress just passed a law last year that they had to increase the minimum because they were really dogging the people. I'm talking about people that have been excellent in their payment. They still charge them 23%. I called the other day, one credit card says, I said, how much is the interest on this? They said to me, it's 16%, but I tell you what, we'll drop it down to 9% for you. I said, nah, you ain't going to do that for me. Because we're not going to let you rob me like this. Because if they rob me, they're robbing this place. You understand? I'm not going to let them do that, brothers and sisters. 20, come on, a customer like that? I said, nah, we'll just take care of that. We just pay that one off. And so it won't be that at all. Period. I would be wrong to put us, this community, under grave debt if I die today. You will have two bills coming, send them back, say, dead. That's it. Period. Period. You owe nobody nothing. Nothing. Just pay the taxes on the land and live and do right. But I want to show you the thievery of these wicked dogs. It says here that, it says the ordinary people have been crushed by the deepened housing crisis. And this is from the Center of American Progress. It's a news organization. Listen now. Mazzillo, this is this man. The country lost $704 million in 2007. That's what he lost. That. They laid off 11,000 people. They laid off that many people. His severance pay, they gave him $37.5 million cash, consulting fees. That's what he gets now. Now, this is the money that they have already gotten from the federal government. Your money. The government money of the people. He gets a $23.8 million retirement package. All of us together, 10 times over retirement package wouldn't be that. This one man gets that. He gets that. Now the chairman of Merrill Lynch, he walked away when Merrill Lynch He walked away with $161 million. He walked away with $161 million. And the government gave Maryland $7.8 billion. That's what they gave them. Citigroup for chairman, Charles Price, he gets $40 billion. He walks away with $10 million just in one quarter. That's what he made, this man alone. Now that's the kind of thievery that is perpetrated, and that's how they rob from the people. Oh, I got much here. I'll get into the depths there. But that's how they are stealing. That's what these thieves are doing. They're robbing. That's the spirit of Babel. It robs. And it constantly robs us. We allow our minds, because it's so steeped in the traditions of Babel, it robs us of our identity, robs us of the measure of what Yah has called us to measure up to. That's what they do. They're thieves and they're liars, they're murderers. And yet these men are walking away with this kind of money. They're walking away, some walking away with $200-300 million. Because they're the merchants. They are of the system. And they have no conscience as to what they do. The scripture says, if a man steals because he's hungry, if his soul is famished, his nephesh. It says, do not destroy or do not even be brutal to the man. You don't do that. But if he's caught, you make the man pay. He must pay. But these are thieves with no conscience, Israel. That's why we can operate in a certain spirit without being conscious of what we do. We don't care what falls on our brothers or our sisters. We don't care what kind of pressure. We don't care about that because we are not conscientious. We are not conscious. We have no sense of, we have no sense of being with no one. If you love your brother like you love yourself, you love them. I go back. When I get out there with the brothers, it's been more, believe me or not, I got a wife that needs to be warm. But I think about sisterhood. I think about this. I think about, they can't go over there and do that. You understand? I think about the brothers. I know they got families, and I don't want them over there every week splitting wood. But when we split wood, I want every brother to be over there doing his job. I want every brother to lay it out. We got youngins here that need to stay warm, man. And we have to use the wood for the shower houses. And to have hot water for your homes to bathe. Come on, Israel. What if I just send the brothers over there and they just do it without me being a participant in that? And what if the brothers, every time you turn around, well, I don't feel, come on, brother, get up! You got to do it in the world, whether you believe that or not. There are many women out there, they go to work sick. You never go in to work sick, huh? They go to work sick. Can't even hardly make it, but they know they got to hit it. We got to do the same thing, Israel. We have learned the way of Babel. You go to jobs. I watch a powerful corporation, IBM. I watch it at this zenith, $10 billion surplus, down to where the corporation was broke. 6,500 people in Charlotte, every last one of them lost their job. Because of the shiftless, charlatan nature of the people, lazy, not willing to exert themselves. That's what it was. Taking advantage of everything. Not I. I didn't do things that way. I gave them an honest day labor. You understand? If I worked 20, 30 minutes over, I wouldn't charge them. Say, man, you can't do that. You get us in trouble. I said, well, then get in trouble then. I don't want the money. Come on. That was a good penny back then. That was more than half an hour back then. Back in those days, that was about $20 an hour. Half an hour. That was extreme money. Come on, bro, Josh. I say, man, sometime I come back from lunch, I take 10 minutes. The important thing is to make sure that the job is done right. You can't do that. I watch managers on my check, they put hours on. I said, come on, man. $300 or $400 extra. Come on. Yah will make provisions for us. We do it right, Yisrael. It will create in us something that is so helpful and beneficial that we'll become healthy even in our minds and our ruach. That's what it does. We got to come up. We got to begin to identify the filth that's in us. And it's not pleasing unto Yah. He's not pleased with Yisrael. I don't even want to go this way, but I have to go this way, brothers and sisters. You got to get the house clean before you can even realize what's in there. We got to have a nice spring, a fall cleaning. That's how we did it. Grandmother, you clean in the fall. Oh, you clean every day, but you had a fall cleaning and a spring cleaning where you open all the windows, you air out the house and you clean, you threw out stuff that you knew you were never going to use. That's what we did. And so that stuff in us, we need to get out. It has not benefited us one bit at all. It has not helped us at all. We have not progressed. We have not grown. We're just like we were 10 years ago. Come on. We got to elevate beyond that. The scripture says, many are the affliction. Look, many are the funeral of Sadiq, are the righteous of Yah. All the righteous of Yah, they suffer affliction. But Yah delivers them out of them all. Yeah. We walk in the way of Yah, we're going to have affliction. We're going to have battles. Our minds will battle against us, but Yah deliver us out of that. He wants us to come out of the mindset of Babel. He doesn't want us to think like that and act like that and treat one another like that and to entertain each other with the mindset of Babel. Yeah. That's why some of the stuff we need to get out of our home, the trash. Playing these silly games on computers and stuff like that. Stop it. Spend hours doing that. No time for y'all. Come on. We bust them all up. That's the truth. I mean that. Here's how we got time for everything like that, but no time for y'all. You know something is wrong. You know it's wrong. Hallelujah. I'm not going to ask us who put in 2 or 3 hours in scripture this week because we all would be ashamed, wouldn't we? Huh? I can't say that about me now. I can't say that. And I'm not boasting in that. But I know you that you haven't. That's the truth. I can lay hands on the few. And that'll be just only a few. A few. They haven't spent any time in scripture. The rest of you haven't spent 1 hour. Not one time. It's amazing, Mother, the folks who spend, the folks who really get to Walmart, kill the man too. And we will not even kill ourselves. Kill for Walmart, we will not kill ourselves. Come on. And they can walk until their feet, not their feet, but their foot are hurting. Come on, Yisrael. Talk to me. They walk until they got bunions on their foot. Broke. $100, what are you going to buy? You understand? And they have not one 100 minutes for Yah, but not one hour. I will not do anything that it takes up my time whereby I do not give Yah that time to Him. Something is wrong. That's what Babel does. It causes us to be thieves. We don't realize that we're taken from Yah. We're robbing. We're taken. Our life is in His hand. And He is the one that put breath in us. We're not appreciative to the breath that Yah puts in us. Because if what we would do, just like Shaul said, we would study the book to show ourselves approved. Yah says, I approve of that. We have no time for Him, Israel, because the spirit of thievery has taken us away from the true love and put it in a place of false love. And it's not even a love. It's a false thing. The hell and grave is never satisfied, is it? Neither is the heart of man. It will never be satisfied. The only thing that satisfies us is truth, Israel. And we must get a heart that is full of truth and a desire to please Yah. We must have correction. We cannot understand. You know, I can't even go into the depth. I'm really just baffled because I can't go into the depth of what we need to understand for this time because our minds are not just set in tune with Yah. That's just the truth, Israel. Our minds are not just ready. It's just not ready. And we need to be preparing for the battle. We need to set our mind for the battle that is ahead. We don't even do that. Because we have learned the way of Babel. We want to get rich. We want her riches. And it is the word of Yah that is full of the riches of Yah. That we can have the Oshia of Yah. We can have the abundance of His riches. We can have the Eshah, the happiness of Yah. We only want to find it in the word of Yah. And what a man has happened when he has the Oshia, when his heart is filled with the blessings of Yah, then he's going to express that. You're going to express that. When there's something that you delight in, when there's a meal around here naturally that you like, come on, Brother Dela, we told you, say, man, I tell you, I ate on that for 2 or 3 days. I tell you, Pastor Robert, that was wonderful. Don't you express that? We express that over natural things, don't we? And then when you come in there and see something you like, it almost changes your whole attitude. Man, this is my meal here. But yeah, when it comes to y'all, there's nothing that changes about us. Something is wrong, Israel. Has to be. Come on, he's just not real to us. We can say he is, but he is not real to us. He is not. He is just a false figment. He's just a process of thoughts that run through our mind, but there's a reality to him. Because if we did, we would trust in him. We would obey. We would obey his word. We would have a great love for what he speaks to us. We would desire. We will pant after this living water like a beast that is going through a dry place. We don't love it. We don't train our minds to love it. We don't train our hearts to just be overwhelmed by what Yah has done and what he did. We don't do that because Babel has put in us a false spirit. It's false. We don't delight in the fellowship or the gathering of one another. There's nothing more precious than brothers dwelling together in the unity of Yeshua HaMashiach. Nothing more precious than that. Nothing. Nothing more precious than a virtuous daughter that looks well to the house of Yah. Babel has taught us to be lazy and to sit down. Do nothing. Don't want to do nothing. And that's the truth. That's not of Yah. It's not him. Hallelujah. I want to read a few scriptures before I close. The scripture says in Yeshayah. I'm sorry, Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18 to 12. Yah speaks as Ezekiel Yah speaks. He speaks on the condition. Because Yah has he has regulations, Yisrael. That's how he deals with his people, what he wants us to do, and how we should walk. And he says here unto Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18:12, he says, They has oppressed, they have treated the people violently. And that's what this nation is doing. It is treating the people violently. It's taken. What can you say to them? You're taking my money. My babies need milk. What are you going to say? They're still going to take your money. And they treat the people with violence, contempt. They oppress them. They oppress the people violently. They treat them. Has oppressed the poor and the needy. And that's what this Babel has done. That's what the rich, powerful rulers are doing. They're walking away with golden parachute. And the poor and the needy cannot even feed their babies. They have no electricity to keep their youngest warm. They're bound in the captivity of Babel. And they have oppressed the poor and the needy. They have plundered by violence. They've robbed their homes. Ezekiel 18:12. They've robbed them. They've taken the strength of the daughters. She can hardly work. The man is so oppressed. His mind is violent. When his wife speaks to him, he responds violently. He cannot respond with the Ruach of Shalom. Because he is so oppressed. He is so violently entreated. He can't find work because the system of Babel, it says, I use you. When I'm finished with you, you're done. I will bring in those that will work for less than you, and you will not have, and I will compete or cause you to compete with them, and create this violent attitude toward them. We don't look at the rich and the powerful, these dogs, and say if there's a minimum limit, there ought to be a maximum limit. These dogs walk away with $200-300 million. That fat pig for Exxon, he walked away with $400 million. He didn't care about robbing the little mother that was poor and needy. Trying to drive for a little car that's breaking down. No money for gas. Can only put $2 in there. Enough maybe to get it to work. And Yah's will, she can borrow $5 to get back home. So they oppress the poor and the needy violently. You tell me that the poor and those that are needy are not oppressed violently. They oppress them in communities whereby they can only afford to live there. And they put them in environments and conditions where they cannot get out. They cause certain kinds of foods to come into their neighborhoods to feed their bodies with death and poison and sickness, whereby they can increase their wealth. Because they own the pharmaceuticals, they own the hospitals. They're nothing but large conglomerates now. That's all the hospitals are. There's no concern for the people. They're concerned for the bottom line, whether it's black or red. So they oppress the people violently. They oppress their minds. They oppress their will. They worry about taking the baby. How am I going to pay that? They press them. They press them for the bills. You must pay. And they press and they press and they press. Mother breaks down with nervous condition. The daddy, he is so pressed that he walks out of the house and leave his baby and his wife. Why? Because they're in such need that he cannot even deal with the circumstances. That's not Yah. Spirit of a Babel. That's why she's going to be judged. And no one's going to weep for this whore. Matter of fact, y'all see, rejoice over this dog. They have not restored the pledge. And they have lifted up the eyes to the idols. And they have committed abomination. Is that what this nation is doing? Lifting up their eyes to the idols. They will lift them up today in the ball games. And the arenas of death and the arenas of worship. They don't care about those young boys out there being oppressed violently, having brain damage to their brains, hitting each other on a football field. They don't care about that. And those that are powerful and rich, like this conglomerate, the NAACP, they make billions of dollars and pay those in positions hundreds of millions of dollars. And yet they put these boys out there and they cause them to intrigue each other violently to make millions and millions of dollars for these whorehouses we call educational institutions. And they oppress them violently. That's what they do. Same thing in society, that we are being oppressed violently, brothers and sisters. They don't care about the needy. They don't care about the poor. And that's the way our minds are today. We don't care about those that are in need. If our brothers and sisters in need, we don't care about that. We're concerned about our own lust. That's why if you had $100 million, you would be broke. You would spend it on such lustful things, and you still would not be satisfied. And that's the truth. And that's what this Babel, the spirit of Babel, we can see represented among even the Hebrew Israelites, that they were oppressing those that had power were oppressing those. They did not care about the poor or the need of the poor, but they oppressed them much and violently. He says, what you have done, Mr. Rich Man. Now, this is important. He said, you have given forth upon usury, or you have lent on interest. Is that not the spirit of Babel? And that's what he's saying. You have given forth upon usury, or you have lent with interest and has taken increase, and you have taken the interest off the money. The man that is struggling in these neighborhoods and these wicked dogs come in. And these little puppets that set these up, they're run by the conglomerates, the Bank of America's, the CEO, Citigroup's and all. They just got these little front men like the drug dealers on the streets. They are the punks that the powerful rich men are raping the communities and oppressing them with violence. They're selling the drugs. And so you lend them money for your interest. You go to a shattered community. And you say you can borrow it $300, bring me the title of your car. But you got to bring me $450 back. That is not even mafia tactics. And this is all legal, Israel. Why? Because the dogs like Obama and like Clinton and like McCain and like Bush, they're dogs. They're birthed out of the chamber of hell. They strengthen these laws that these wicked men, these ganabs steal, they rob, they murder the families, they kill your sons and your daughters on crack. They're out there prostituting and selling themselves. They don't even know what feelings are. They have no emotional, any kind of emotional sensitivity. And so they rob them, they oppress them. They lend with interest. That's wicked. You don't lend with interest. You don't lend to the poor. Even the Muslim countries will not do that. And they talk about the wicked Muslims. That's what's happening in Mumbai. They're wicked men, and it's nothing but lustful wickedness of idolatry of Babel that permeates that city. All the cities of the world. That's what they do. They oppress the poor. You have gained by charging interest, usury. And then he says to them, listen to this. Shall you then live? He said, you think you're going to live? You think America's going to live? She's a country based upon interest. Everything they charge you, interest. Everything.
A check bounced, they charge you interest. Look, poor mama not trying to beat anyone. She's trying to get food for young'uns. She feels like she'll have money tomorrow, so she writes the check. And before she can get home, the check has already bounced because of the electronic greed. That's how they do it now.
When I go to Walmart, we write a check. They don't ask for nothing. Immediately the money, zip. It's not 10 minutes, right then. They say, just sign this. You take the check. We don't need the paper because we got to mail it to your bank. You just take it. Right then. So you cannot even go there and write a check unless the money is there. Because immediately, electronically, it's taken out of the account. Zip. Right then. So the mama tries to help her ailing youngers. The baby's sick. She's miserable. Hardship. She's oppressed. Rent, the landlord oppressing her. And she writes a little check for $40 to try to get enough food, knowing she'll have the money in the bank tomorrow. And when she gets to the bank, the check is bounced. So they charge her usury. And so the place that the check bounced, they charge her money. She had just enough to pay for that. And now she's in a tremendous position. How does she get out of that? And we don't think like that because when the people become so selfish and greedy, we don't have a conscience. Our conscience have been so seared, we're not appreciative of Yah. Our hearts don't rejoice in the blessings of Yah. We're not glad for what He does for us. Because our conscience is so seared, it's been seared with the hard iron, so we have no conscience. We have no objectivity of those that are in greater afflictions than we. I don't care whether they're saved or unsaved. Makes no difference at all. So we're not even conscious of that. We have no thought or no concept of that at all. We think only of ourselves. And we really don't love ourselves because if we loved ourselves, we will love our neighbors as we do ourselves. So this is what they've done. This is key here. They have charged interest. It's wicked. It's against Yah. It is against Yah. You loan a brother money? Here, pay me back what I owe you. $20, give him 20 back. If he said, I'll give you 20. No. I don't want that. Just give me what you owe me. I don't care if it's a stranger on the street. That's how you do it. I don't care. You don't loan and say, give me 50. I'll give you 50. Give me 60 back. Give me back that. And if he doesn't give it back, so be it. He says, you have done violently to the poor. You have given. You have loaned money for usury. And you have taken the increase. Yah says, he shall not live. You're not going to live. Shall he live? You shall not live. He shall not live. Why? Because you have done these abominations. This is abominable unto Yah. To charge usury on the money is a vile thing. Just like a woman wearing pants like a man. Man dressing like a woman. Man sleeping with a dog. A woman sleeping with a cat. It's an abomination. He said, these that do that, it is an abomination. He said, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. So this nation is going to die, and the blood is upon this nation. That's why Yah warned us to come out of her. She has loaned to the poor. Come on, these poor folks couldn't even afford the house. And these predators have given them monies with interest rates so that it was beyond their ability to pay. Come on. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And Yah says you're going to die. And so this Bavel system, it is dying. Because it's based upon usury. It is based upon interest. And any time a government or a people base their wealth upon interest, you're going to have to oppress a people in order to gain what you... Because there's so much money that's just so much money. And the wicked, they want all the money. They don't want to leave one nickel, one dime. One nickel, brothers and sisters. As soon as you get a dollar, it's gone, isn't it? You spend it. Because that's what Bavel has done. Her images, her gods have created the power or the alluring unto us. Every nickel we get, we spend it. I say to us, don't spend it. Just hold on to what? It ain't worth anything. Just don't. What you buy ain't worth nothing either. It's not worth anything. We buy a new suit of clothes today and you won't even wear it after One or two times, you don't even know what you did with it. It is the truth. So don't spend it. Do what? Well, just hold it. That's all you do. For what? Just hold it. We're not in need of anything. Nothing. Nothing. You're not in need of nothing at all. You're not. It's just that we can't be satisfied. That's why Yah's going to take everything. He's going to rip this hoe down. She's not going to live. She's going to die. And that's the truth. I want to read one last verse. And I'm going to finish this on next week. Hallelujah. It says here in Yochanan, John 8:43. And this is a generation that has been birthed by the powers of Shaitan. And you will know them because this is this generation. These are the ones that control the mercantile, the finance of the world. It says here in Yochanan, John 8:43, Yeshua said, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." He says, "You are of your father, your Avat, Shaitan. You are one that despise, you resist." He said, "And the lust of your father will you do." Listen now. He was a murderer. He was a Rosach. He was a murderer from the beginning. And he did not abide in the Torah. He did not live. His mind was not prepared or shapen by the Torah. Now, Yisrael, if our minds are not prepared by the Torah, we will murder just like Shaitan. That is the first thing to come out of our mouths many times. It is the spirit of murdering, the spirit of onslaught against one another. Because there is no truth in him, when he speaks a lie, he speaks of it his own, and he is a liar, for he is the father of all lies. That's what he is. He cannot abide in the Torah. He was a murderer. He was a rasak. And a rasak is, it is to bruise, it is to crush, it is to kill, and it is to destroy. The masses of this population is being bruised today. Men are coming home, their jobs are lost, but yet the powerful elite and the rich, their substantial lifestyles have not been abated one bit at all. They have more. They have more than what one's mind can imagine. And they will bruise the people because they are murderers. And in the midst of Babel, that is the strength of her power. It is to murder, it is to kill. It bruises the family. It destroys the strength of a man that he can come home and know that he knows that he's taken care of his house. He knows that. Well, we're not taking care of our house here. Well, you tell me Deacon Mitty doesn't take care of his house. He brings in as much finance as you bring in. Hallelujah. You tell me Brother Joseph is not taking care of his house. His finance is more valuable than yours. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Well, I give. Your little giving doesn't take care of this house, my brother, sister. If it was just for your giving, then we would be in the poorhouse. Hallelujah. It's not just your giving. It is what Yah gives. He takes a little and does much with it. Tell me how the place has gone down since much finance has been taken. Not one iota. As a matter of fact, we have progressed. As far as order, we own more. We possess more in that case. Come on, Yisrael. It wasn't 200 here, but it was the one here, the 50 here, the 10, the 20. It was all of that. Hallelujah. So it is the spirit of Shaitan that operates in the midst of Babel. And it murders, it bruises the people. You go out here in the world, you just feel bruised just going out there. They bruise you. They bruise you in the market. You go and buy grocery. They bruise you royally. Because that's the way it's set up. We as Israel, we got to come out of this. I'm telling us. That's why you that are listening, you that are here, you ought to delight to just in a little raised bed to go with them. Pull the weeds and want to do that. You don't want to do that. And we do that. You don't have to. I'll tell you what your waistline and all that. You don't have to worry about doing no crunches. You don't have to worry about that. There's one thing about the Amish women, they eat the same menu they've eaten all their life, potatoes and starchy and so heavy, but they do a lot of work every day. And it's almost genetically passed on. The children do not get obese and fat. We are a generation that used in this country doing nothing. And we like doing nothing. Hallelujah. We like stealing from Yah. That's what we do. We like to steal. And we steal from each other. May Yah help us all. I'm going to stop there. May He strengthen us. May He bless you all that are listening on the live stream, wherever you're listening from. We need to begin to rejoice in Yahshua and begin to take delight in the knowledge of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. We do. Yisrael. And when Yah sends one to correct you, then receive it. You will know how wise you are when someone corrects you. Because there's one thing in a wise man always, that they're always here. A fool always react. When you go to someone and they got a reaction, you know you're dealing with a fool. You understand? You know you're dealing with a fool. You're dealing with a flat out fool. Someone that is wise, they will say, Torah, to the pure, all things are pure. I don't care what it is, they steal. It's pure. They receive that. Any kind of correction, even when they are right, they still receive it. A fool is going to express their will. They're going to express what they think. They're going to express their thoughts. That's what they're going to do. Yah corrects us all the time. And even in that correction, He shows us what's in us, and we need that. We got to come out of this kind of mindset that we have walked in. We got to separate ourselves from this religious horde that has shaped us and made us and created this kind of thought process in us. We must come out of that, Israel. That's the only way we're going to be free. Fathers, Avat, Imam, you raise your children in the fear of Yah. Well, you have to tan that, but you tan it. Teach them not to be disrespectful, dishonorable. I hate that in children. I hate to see parents say, you hidden, I'm telling you. You say to your child, I've seen it, and they still disregard that. You take a switch to their little tender ass, and I say it that way. It's wrong. I don't want to see old Sarah get the whipping, but her mama, she straightened out, didn't she? I'm telling you that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you may think that it's cruel, but it's not. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction drives it out. And Scripture said, don't spare them for crying. For in doing that, you save their souls from hell. Now, that's what Yah says. It's either it is the truth or it is a flat-out lie. My grandmother, my mother tanned my backside. I didn't talk to my mother like my other one siblings that she didn't whip. And I look at them creatures today, they don't even look like humans. I don't look like that. I don't care what it was. I don't look like them people. I don't look like them. I don't look like them. My features are not like theirs. Oh, you think you're fine? No, I'm not fine. But I don't look like that. I don't look like that. I don't have this kind of distorted feature. I don't look like that. Because I didn't talk to her that way. And so children, you tan their butts. That's what Yah does. He pull it down and give us a nice one. That ain't even love, mothers. I'm telling you that. That's not even love when you just let them. You take a switch and whip their little ass. That's not love. When you don't, you're not showing them love. You do. You're showing them love. Come on. That didn't kill that little child. It didn't bruise her either. She's going to get up and she's going to be just as happy as she was. She's still. If someone else gets here, I want mama. Mama. She didn't hate her mama because of that. Come on. It's a process of training their minds for the disciplines. And you have to do that. And you've lost that. Parents have lost that. Because we're so lazy. Parents are so lazy, you got time for everything but that. Come on. Tell that little knucklehead to sit down. He sits down. I don't care who it is. Sit down, boy. Sit down. That's how it should be. Come on. When Yah commands us to do a thing, we do it. That's what He wants, Yisrael. Ain't not one of them that precious. They little hips. Not one of them. You may think they are, but they're not. They're all the same. And they all will act like fruitcakes. Every last one of them. And don't let them perish. I'm telling you. When you tell them to do something, mama, no. You stop it then. It's right to do that. It's wrong to let them get by with that. You're going to create a mess. I'm telling you, you don't have to buy it, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And those bad, they'll just go, tat, tat. Let me say this before I close. I remember, I want to tell you all this. We had a sister in the seminary. Her name was Sister Co. And she had a little young, and she just held that little baby. And that little young, and every time when the younger just wanted the mama to get up and take out, she just start crying. Sister Cup gets up. As soon as she gets up, she stops crying, takes out. She comes back in about 5 minutes. And this went on, service after service. And as soon as she gets up, the baby stopped crying. It was nothing, but the baby knew what she was doing. Cutting up. And I remember Brandon Hartford said, Sister Cup, sister, you go out there and get a switch. Get it. And Evangelist Hartford, when he said something, he meant what he said. He was no fly by night. He said, go get a switch. And every time she does that, you give her something, give her a reason for getting up. It didn't take two or three services that the young was broke. She never did it again. You never heard that. And I remember Evangelist Hartford saying, see, that's all she needed. She knew what she was doing. He said, the intelligent little thinking creatures, they know exactly what they're doing. You put something on her backside, she'll be all right. It didn't take a couple, two or three services. That little younger, every time she got up, she said, she knew it. Every time she got up, she would take out there, she would squatch the fire out of her. It wasn't long that the little girl, she wasn't crying like that. Come on. May Yah barak you all. Come on, Brother Pat. May Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you, Yisrael. Bless you all that are listening. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all. You all pray, y'all get me back on my groove so I can preach. I ain't preaching right. I don't feel it. As they say, hallelujah. But we do barak Him for all things. May He strengthen Yisrael. And that His house may be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. In all things we delight in Yahshua Almighty Yah. Bless your people. Keep us all this day. Give us strength, Yisrael, as we rejoice in Yahshua. Take us home safely. Protect us on the highways as we travel. We ask all things in Yahshua's excellent name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.